The town of Vernon had one of the most protracted debates in the state in this month's town meeting day. How to structure the budget in light of the shutdown of Vermont Yankee led to long hours and divided constituents. By a mere 6 votes, Vernon townspeople elected to cut more than $260,000 from the budget for law enforcement and eliminate the local police force. That will leave policing in the town to the Windham County Sheriff's Department. Windham County Sheriff Keith Clark joins us now to talk a little bit about what that might mean for him. Sheriff Clark, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much for having me back.
Do you think this is a good idea, if it all comes to fruition, to leave the policing up to your department?
Well, it's not a good idea at the level that it's funded. To go from a full-time police department with a budget of over $300,000 down to a budget of $40,000, thinking you're going to get the same level of policing or the right level of policing is really not the direction they need to go at this time.
You say the right level of policing. As you mentioned, it's about $40,000 is what the townspeople approved. And we'll get into the fact that this is not permanent yet. We're going to have another vote of the townspeople. But how much does $40,000 for law enforcement get people from your sheriff's department?
Approximately 18 hours a week of coverage. So, you know, you're looking at maybe 3 to 3.5 hours a day of just some very basic presence patrols and some traffic enforcement. We would not be able to do major crime investigations or provide significant levels of policing services for the amount that it's currently funded at.
Although if there's an emergency, don't state police have to respond? Whether or not there's a contract with the sheriff's department, wouldn't state police have to be involved if there's an emergency?
Correct. The way the statutes are written is the state police are the primary service providers in the communities that do not have their own policing services.
How much do surrounding towns that contract with you pay? I mean, is $40,000 about the same amount that other towns might be contracting with?
Well, it all depends on the town. Some of my towns are, $4,000 to $6,000 a year. They're just looking for occasional assistance with animal control issues and some traffic enforcement. And I have other towns that contract with me for 40 hours a week at a cost of anywhere from $50,000 to $55,000. So it all depends on what each town wants and what level of service they want me to provide.
So this could be something that Vernon voters ultimately do decide is the level that they want, correct?
Correct. Ultimately, they may say this is what we want. And that, again, is up to the voters. And I've cautioned the town of Vernon and its citizens for a while now to say, be very careful. Just simply because the plant's announced that it's closing does not mean that you still don't have a need for significant policing services. If you drive through Vernon now, you'll already see that there's a lot of for sale signs on the houses, which indicates that you have a transitional population, transitional workforce as the plant goes into safe store and ultimately is decommissioned. And those are a lot of things that the town of Vernon really needs to consider when it's talking about its policing needs.
So you are concerned that there may be more policing need than the town, as the vote at town meeting day was structured, than the townspeople are considering?
That is true. That is what I believe, that over the next few years there may actually be a need for more policing, not less.
Well, after that town meeting vote, some Vernon residents did petition for a revote because the original vote was so close. As I said, just 6 people put that above 50%. And also, it was a relatively small number. Only about 230 people attended out of a constituency of more than 1,600 people. So there is a new budget meeting that will be held in April, and the town will have to revote on the entire budget, including the law enforcement budget. If the town does decide to stick with its earlier decision about $40,000 for policing through your department, what will that mean for you? How do you ramp that up?
Well, I would add a position. They would not be able to spend their entire day or week in Vernon. We will support it. We will support whatever the community thinks it needs or wants. If they only want that, $40,000 worth of coverage, then I'll provide that. However, I would encourage them to find a level of policing that meets the needs of the community, maybe a little better than that.
And are you likely to be at that next budget meeting? It's going to be held on April 29th to debate the whole budget, including law enforcement. Are you likely to be there to be able to answer questions?
I will be there. I did not attend their first town meeting, even though I knew that there would be some discussion about policing. So I felt that was a discussion that the town needed to have with its police department. But given that at the last town meeting, my department was specifically named as a potential contracting or vendor for their policing needs, I will attend the next meeting and answer any questions they may have.
That's Windham County Sheriff Keith Clark. He's been giving us his perspective on the Vernon town meeting vote to eliminate the town's police force and contract with the sheriff's department for law enforcement. Thanks very much for talking with us today.
You're very welcome. If you have any other questions, feel free to give me a call.